There's a lot of discussion, conversation regarding what shul life will look like post-pandemic. We're reaching that time period, Baruch Hashem, and it's important to have this conversation, to talk and to discuss and to think. There are people who are yet comfortable coming back to shul. There are people that are missing. What are we going to do? How are we going to be able to emerge, to re-emerge, to be strong, to return to what shul used to be like? Will it be the same? Will the shul look different? Will there be different minyanim around town? Will the shul still have the same excitement and enthusiasm, the packed base medrash and shuls that we are so used to, and the lives that we have lived, and the center of gravity has been our shul for hundreds of years? How is the shul going to look? I'd like to take a look and to begin discussing this question in light of Parshios Tazria Mitzora. Parshas Tazria, of course, discusses the Mitzorah. We've been talking a lot about the Mitzorah this past year. Bodad Yeshe Michutz Lamachane. The Mitzorah is quarantined. He's separated. He's sequestered. He leaves society. He's at the outskirts. He's not amongst the Kehila. He's not amongst the Kol. But the story doesn't end there. Because in Parshas Mitzorah, we discuss the Hilchos Taras HaMitzorah, how the Mitzorah reemerges and returns to society. For 12 months, we've been talking about Tazria, the Mitzorah, and the Bodad Yeshe Mechutz Lamachane. It's time now to talk about Parshas Mitzorah and how the Mitzorah re-enters, emerges, and returns to society, a new person, a whole person, a strengthened person, an inspired individual. That's Parshas Mitzorah, and that's where we are now. It's amazing to take a look at the contrast between Parshas Tazria and Mitzorah. To become a Mitzorah and to be sent Michutz Lamachana is relatively simple. As soon as the Kohen paskins that the individual is a Mitzorah, all that happens is he walks Michutz Lamachana. He goes into quarantine, and that's it. But to re-emerge from quarantine, to return to life, is not so simple. It's not just leaving quarantine and coming back, but there are steps, as I will point out, 5 steps along the way that allow the Mitzorah to come back. And even when the Mitzorah returns, it's not a simple return. It takes time. It's incremental. There's steps and there's stages. And that's what we have to see too as well. It's amazing to think back 12 months ago. Unfortunately, we had to close our shuls. We were forced to. Something that we had to do. There was very little question, very little discussion, very little antagonistic approach saying, how could you close the shul? Why did you close the shul? We announced it and that was it. Few people, I could count less than one hand, said, Rabbi, you're doing the wrong thing. The shul should stay open. Everybody said the shul has to be closed, will be closed. But we found that to reopen the shul, to allow the shul to come back to what was, is not so simple. Many people question, wonder, ask, are you sure? Is it the right time? Indoors, outdoors, how separate, how spaced? Should you reopen? Should you return to what it used to be like? We're finding that it's much, much easier to close the shul, to quarantine, to become a Mitzorah, than it is to reemerge and to reopen and to restart again. Parshas Tazria just sent the Mitzorah Michutz Lamachana, quarantine the Mitzorah, and that's it. Close the shul, simple. But to reopen and to re-engage in society, to reopen our shuls is much, much harder. But let's take a look at these 5 steps of the Mitzorah and how he re-enters society and hopefully learn and take a lesson from Taras HaMitzorah in terms of where we are now, how we can reopen, re-enter, re-engage, and rebuild our shul and shuls the way that they were, the way that they can be, should be, and will be even stronger and better. Torah begins Parshas Mitzorah telling us, V'yotza ha-kohen el michutz lamachane. The Kohen has to go michutz lamachane, to go out to the Mitzorah, because it can't just be simple for the Mitzorah to return. The Mitzorah needs help. He's become comfortable michutz lamachane. It's comfortable being quarantined. We get used to life as is. The Mitzorah has been michutz lamachane for some time, and I've gotten kind of used to it. The Kohen has to go out, the ritual spiritual leader of Kalal Yisrael, goes and cajoles, encourages, coaxes, holds his hand and brings him back into society. Because when you leave society, you need to be helped to brought back. And thus, V'yotza ha-Kohen al michutz lamachaneh, the Kohen goes out, goes into quarantine, and brings the Mitzorah back. But that's not it. Number two, you have to take Shtei Tziporim. The Kohen requires the Mitzorah to bring two birds. And that's uncommon. A typical korban is one korban. But here it's Shtei Tziporim. Shachat Tzipor Achas. One Tzipor, one bird is shechted. And the second is Vishalachas Tzipor Achai. You send away the bird that's alive. And I believe that represents two aspects of the Mitzorah. The Shchitas HaTzipor HaAchas represents that I'm leaving my quarantine behind. I'm leaving the past behind. I'm sort of burying it. But the Shilach HaTzipor HaChaya, I'm beginning to be a new person. The Tzipor is going to emerge. It's going to fly away back into society. There are two hats that the Mitzorah wears. He wears his Mitzorah hat, which is represented by the Tzipor HaAchas that dies and that's slaughtered. We leave that life behind via the Tzipor HaMeis. But it's the second Tzipor that represents a new beginning, a fresh start. It's Shilach HaSadeh, it's sent to the fields for a fresh start, a fresh beginning, a new start. Number three, the Kohen commands the Mitzorah to bring in eight arrows, a cedar wood. Rashi points out that an Eitz Erez is very strong. Because when you want to re-enter society, you need to be strong. When you've been sequestered, quarantined, separated. So you've been by yourself. You've been on the outskirts of society. But to re-enter society is not so easy. To come back to Machane Yisrael is hard. And thus you bring the Eitz Erez because the Eitz Erez represents the cedar wood, which is strong, the tallest of all trees. Because I need to know, I need to be strong. It's not going to be so simple to come back. It's going to take a bit of energy. It's going to take a bit of a risk. And that's the Eitz Erez. But number four, the Kohen tells the Mitzorah, you have to bring Shni Tolas Ve'ezog, crimson thread and a hyssop, which Rashi explains represents the lowest of plant life, the lowest of all bushes. Because when I re-enter society, I've been humbled. It's been difficult to be Michutz L'Machane. It's hard for the Mitzorah. He's been taught a lesson. I can't just simply come back. I have to come back and I have to be strong and it's going to be hard. But I need to come back different. I need to be humble. I need to be the lowest of all. I need to be different and humbled by the experience of Tzaras, being Michutz L'Machane. And thus the Kohen tells the Mitzorah, bring the Shni Tolas and the Eiz of the crimson thread and the hyssop. But finally, step number five is Vigilach Eskol Se'aro. The Mitzorah is commanded to shave all of his hair. B'Shem Shofar Hirsch explains the Giluach Se'ar of the Mitzorah is because typically somebody who's incarcerated, jailed, doesn't have the opportunity to shave and to take a haircut. Those persons who are incarcerated in jail grow their hair long. Their beards are long. That's representative of quarantine, of being sequestered separate. But when I re-enter society, I shave. I uncover myself. I uncover my face. I uncover my head. I'm no longer hiding behind the mustache, behind the beard, behind the hair. I'm re-entering. I'm emerging. I'm ready to be Lifnei Hashem. And thus, that's the reason Vigilach es kol se'aro, the Mitzorah is required to shave all the hair of his body. And I believe each of those five steps of Taras HaMitzorah speaks to us as well in the challenge that we have re-emerging and coming back to our shuls. Number one, V'yatza HaKoyin al Michutz L'Machane. It's going to require the spiritual leaders, the heads of the rabbinic leadership, Rabbanim, to encourage, to hold hands, to convince, and to work together with the Kehillah, with the Balabatim, to return. Come back. This is my humble attempt to try to do that. We're here for you. We're holding your hands. Come back to shul. We need to be together again. Every person that comes back, Ish es re'eyu yomru chazak, it inspires others to come back. It inspires those who are there. It's an opportunity to build together a society, a shul, a community, because that's what a Beis HaKnesses is. Beit Knishta is a place of gathering, of coming together to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a team, as a unit, as a kehila. We're not meant to be separate. We're not meant to live on a desert island. We're meant to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a group, Biachtus Bitzavsa. And that requires V'yatza HaKohen al Michutz L'Machane. I'm coming to you. I'm begging and I'm asking you to consider, to think and to contemplate, to consider an action, to come back and to see what you're missing. V'yatzah ha'kohen, let's start the process. Let's work together, friends, family, neighbors, to look out and to ask and to tell you to try incrementally, step slowly. Ask your friends, your neighbors who have returned to shul. Could you do it? Maybe you'll feel okay about it. Maybe it will be better than you think. Maybe you'll be even better than you could imagine. Many people have expressed that already. We need to talk. We need to encourage. We need to have a conversation about coming back to shul. Men, women, children, groups, youth, adults, everybody, slowly, carefully, safely, will be able to return in a good way and to encourage and to inspire and to be together again. But Shtei Tziporim also is representative of something that we need to do as well. On some level, we need to leave the 12 months that we've been through in the past. We have to shecht it. We have to say we lived it, we learned the lesson, but we're ready to leave that hat behind and to be the Tzipor HaChaya, the new bird that's fresh, that's ready to fly and to emerge and to return. Those are the Shtei Tziporim, and it speaks to the two lives that we've lived and are living. The first is the past 12 months that we're ready to say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. And the second Tzipor is the Shalom Aleichem, the return, the coming back. But it also is going to require each of us to be an Eitz Eros, a strong cedar. It's not so easy. It is a risk. And it does take a leap of faith for some. But be an Eitz Eros. Be strong. Do it for yourself, for your family, for your children, for your friends, for your community. Your community needs you. But furthermore, come back also, Shni Tolas, the Ezov. We have to come back humble. We're not the same. We've been changed. World order has shifted. We're different people. We must be different people as a result of what happened. We can't come back with the same pomp and circumstance. We can't come back in the same way that we entered shul. We have to be humbled when we return to shul. We have to recognize that we're proud and lucky to be in shul and a Beis HaKnesses, to daven together. Shni Tolas. And the Ezov teach us that. And Vigilach HaSe'aro at the same time also teaches us that we need to part, we need to separate, we need to take a haircut, we need to shave, we need to uncloak and to reveal ourselves again, no more hiding, ready, prepared to emerge and to return. These are the five steps of Taras and Metzora, and maybe these are the five steps that we need to think about and consider for each of us and our families to return to Beis HaKnesses and to Shul. But there have been people who have returned to society, but have done so in an improper and in an inappropriate way. And if you look back to Sefer Bereishis, no earlier than Parshas Noach, Noach also went through an incredible pandemic. The entire world suffered an incredible global flood that totally shut down society and required a new beginning. And when Noach emerges from the Teva, re-enters society, his emergence is not so simple and it's not so easy. And the steps that we've described and discussed seemingly were not followed. Because the Torah tells us in Parshas Noach, Vayochel Noach ish ha'adama vayita kerem. Noach debased himself and he planted a vineyard. That's the first thing the Torah recounts that Noach did when he re-emerged into society. And Rashi explains the word vayochel is that he debased himself for the following reason. Asa atzmo chulin, he made himself base, vain. Why? Shehayilo laso tchila benetia acheres. He should have planted something else first. He should have been focused on wine and an intoxication. That only got him in trouble, as we know in the psukim later. What do you do? What's the first thing that you do after a flood? After a global pandemic? What's the first thing that Noach's going to do? He should think about others. He should look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should try to figure out how to help people to build society. But what does Noach do? Noach plants a vineyard, a kerem, to have wine and to be intoxicated. What are we going to do? What's the first thing that we're going to do as we emerge from quarantine? Where's the first place that we're going to visit? Where's the first place that we're going to go? What's going to be the first thing that we're going to do? What are the first things that we're going to do in the coming months? What are we thinking about? What's first on our checklist? What are the things that we're planning on doing now that life is slowly getting back to normal? There's so much that we want to do, can do. Is it a baseball game? Is it a vacation? Or is it going to be to come to shul to return? Not that going to a baseball game or vacation is a problem. It's good. It's a healthy thing. I understand. But what about shul? Where does that fall in? What about shiurim, tefillah? Where are we going to visit? Are we going to be noteya akerim? Are we going to plant a vineyard and debase ourselves? Or are we going to build something beautiful? Are we going to erect an edifice that's grand and beautiful? Are we going to strengthen each other? Are we going to help each other? Are we going to reemerge stronger and build a more beautiful, vibrant, flourishing, dynamic shul? Is that what we're going to do? Is that what we should do? Is that what we can do and we will do? But we can't emerge from the pandemic the way Noach did. We will emerge from a pandemic the way Rabbi Akiva did. We are living the times of the Omer, the Sfiras Omer, the morning of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva perished in a pandemic, as the Gemara says. In Yevamos, they died from Misas Askira, a terrible plague. And Rabbi Akiva could have lost it all. He could have thrown in the towel and said, I have 24 Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim, 1,000 Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva emerges and he starts again, slowly building Talmidim. He holach el raboseinu shebadarim, he built 5 new Talmidim. He didn't give up. He didn't throw in the towel. He didn't say, we're not going to be able to do what we did before Misas Askara, before my Talmidim died. I'm not going to just say, I remember what was. I remember before the war. I remember the Batei Medrash, the Batei Knesios. I remember the Hasidus of what was. But we're going to start again and I'm going to work slowly but surely to rebuild. And Rabbi Akiva built, he did. And he emerged from the pandemic, from the death, from the destruction, from the desolation, a bigger person, and built and started and emerged again. That's what each of us can do. We have the opportunity to be Rabbi Akiva. We have the opportunity to be Noach now. How we emerge from a pandemic is telling of who we are and what we're about. Do we change? Are we different? Have we become people who are more focused in our relationship with Hashem and strengthening our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, which is the focus of the time period, the Yimei HaOmer that we're in now? That's our responsibility, that's our calling, that's an action. I encourage you to talk, to discuss, reach out, and we could continue the conversation. What's it going to take? Where are we going? How are we going to strengthen? How are we going to build? We need to be able together as a group, as a unit, as a shul, and as shuls throughout the country to be able to be mechazek each other. And the more people that return, and the more people that come, will strengthen each other. And it will make this shul davening more geschmack, nicer, more beautiful, make the singing louder, more enjoyable. And slowly but surely, b'siyata d'shmaya, we should be zocha to the tefillah that's responded to and to answer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'aviyosim al harkotshi v'simachtim b'veist tefilosi aloseyem v'zivcheyem l'ratzon al mizbachi davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to return to the ultimate, to the shul of all shuls, to the Beis HaKnesses, b'siyata d'shmaya b'meher v'yemenu. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.